The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
How's your etiquette when it comes to energy? Do you have good energy etiquette? In this episode, we chat about what energy etiquette is, how it relates to good manners, and how it's not the same as having good intentions. We discuss how energy etiquette overlaps with self-awareness, personal development, self-care, and more. And also part of the conversation are quick discussions about empaths and highly sensitive people, about Dr. Masaru Emoto's work with water crystals, water energy and consciousness, and even examples of energy etiquette involving squirrels, kittens, and little kids.
Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome, everyone. Happy December.
Pull up a chair, get your coffee or your tea.
Oh, my goodness. So take a deep breath. Oh my gosh, the holidays
can be so
stressful.
We all need to relax. We all need to relax and remind ourselves to take time,
to take our deep breaths, to know that everything's going to be okay. We all need that.
And just calm down.
Calm the F down. So today we are going to be talking about energy etiquette. But before that, just a very quick energy 101. And I think most people know this stuff by now.
Okay.
It's very different from when I was, 18 in the self-help. Back then it was in the self-help or metaphysical section of the bookstore, mm-hmm. where I would be there with my nose in the books and just looking stuff up. It's different now. Like everyone
it's been on
speaks
Oprah.
Energy, right?
Yeah.
Everyone speaks energy. But in case you don't.
Well, so, more people are. It's becoming more common, but I think we still have, as a society, we definitely
we have a ways
still
to
have
as
a ways
a society,
for yeah. everybody to realize, yeah. Mm. It's kind of like using seatbelts and smoking in
yes.
restaurants and planes. And,
smoking
you know,
when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Drinking when you're pregnant.
Right.
So anyways, so energy 101. So everything emits an energy. Everything has a frequency. So Toast and I have a business called Love and Above Cat Club. And basically it's an online store and it's self-care for cat lovers. And we chose Love and Above because love radiates. Love has a certain frequency about it. So love and above. So frequencies above love are things like joy. And these are measurable energies. So we can link. Can mm-hmm. we link on this?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we can link in the show notes about our blog on love and above. But everything has an energy. Even things like a table will have an energy. Plants and animals, of course, have an energy to them. And we're all affected by this energy, by everyone's energies. Mm-hmm. And so in the past, we've talked about flower essences and how flower essences work, which is also part of Love and Above Cat mm-hmm. Club. Flower essences work because they are vibrating at a certain frequency. They radiate a certain energy, which is then introduced to our energy, helping our bodies to get back to balance, to come to a place of balance. Mm-hmm. So it's really flooding our energy field with a new energy of plant healing, plant vibrations, taking that in, soothing any dis-ease we might have in our bodies, our minds, our spirits, helping us to feel more balanced and good. Mm-hmm. That's energy.
I thought that was great. I just want to add on.
Yes.
I just want to add on some thoughts because
we are living in this time that mm-hmm. is an in-between time, meaning the era that Sienna, you and I were born into, right? The 70s,
oh, yeah.
and the 80s and stuff. The time, that time was very much focused, and we're still coming out of it, right? They're still focused on how to quantify mm-hmm. certain things. Like mm-hmm. that's science. If you can't quantify it, if you can't assign mm-hmm. a number value to it, it doesn't exist, right? Mm-hmm. If you can't mm-hmm. get it down in a spreadsheet like that, it's like, how do you even prove it? You can't do experiments on it just based on feelings, right? How do you quantify that? That's why they have all these brain, you know, hook up stuff up to your brain and measure wavelengths and all that. That's
how you can measure certain
that's
things.
That's one way of measuring yes. it. But I think what we're talking about with this energy thing is kind of like the bridge into the new world that we're kind of entering into, where more of us are aware and accept and can be okay with relying and honoring, truly respecting things like intuition and a sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and not to discount the old traditional ways of doing science,
mm-hmm.
but to enlarge what that means. And
yeah.
to respect the
Absolutely,
idea of
yes.
the idea of subtle energies mm-hmm. and how powerful mm-hmm. those can be.
Yeah.
On a different, almost subterranean kind of level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might feel subtle in one way, but because energy is everywhere, it has the effect of being everywhere and affecting something very deeply in that
yeah.
way. It's kind of like if you improve your breathing, you're going to improve your health because you're always breathing.
Yeah.
Right? And breathing can be such a subtle thing. But if you just improve it just a little, it's going to make a huge difference because it's so foundational mm. and energy is so foundational. So anyways, just put in that. Drop that in there for the folks who are like, what are you talking about with like, mm-hmm. it's not science. And it's like, well, it's not science yet, maybe. You know, but I think we're moving towards an era where it will be more respected in a mainstream way.
Yeah.
It takes generations for these things to happen.
I bet if we dug, there's probably some emerging science.
Oh, yeah, there absolutely is. Yeah, I know. But I'm just talking about the general mainstream acceptance
general,
correct.
Of it. Yes.
You know,
The acceptance of it is a whole other thing.
Right.
And I think sometimes if this isn't a person's language or how mm-hmm. or just in their experience mm-hmm. living, you know, I think sometimes it can be harder to
sure.
accept, right?
Sure. Just like being queer, right? It's like, what do you mean? It's a man and a woman. It's not Adam and Steve.
So energy, so even things like words carry frequency to them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
you know, we talked about living things having an energy, inanimate things having an energy, but words have an energy.
Yes.
And I think maybe we've talked about this in a podcast with Dr. Emoto's work on basically he measured and looked at water crystals and the changes in water crystals when you put a word on, say, the jar that the water's in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he would put a word like hate, and then in another jar that has water in it, he would put the word love. And when you measure the crystals,
you look at the crystals under a microscope and all that stuff, right?
Yes,
yeah.
the water with love was so, the patterns were so gorgeous and beautifully symmetrical and just amazing.
Yeah.
Where the one with hate, the water crystals were just not symmetrical, unorganized, looking just like blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like really like that. And he even went and did more research with certain foods and how some foods could be preserved longer with a word like love versus hate.
Oh yeah, I think wasn't there an experiment with like some rice?
Yeah,
that he did left one with out rice, and then one mm-hmm. was spoiled faster.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And then so when you think mm-hmm. of that, and the effect of just putting a word on it, and then you think about us humans spewing certain words at your friend, your loved one, your partner, whoever it is, so you have that energy behind the words you're using. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. The impact, right? Whether you're spewing or loving someone with your words. So anyways, all of that is energy. Yes. And it has an impact. We have an impact.
Do you have good energy etiquette? Okay, so now that we've talked about what we mean when we say energy, now we kind of have to talk about what we mean by energy etiquette. And Sienna has a great story from
a buildup. I don't know if it's great.
Okay. Sienna has
I have a story.
Sienna
I
has
have
a story. Small, mediocre story about
I have a
this.
Boring old story about this.
Before
that you're going to want to hear.
Yeah, before energy etiquette even had a name.
Well, yeah. So over 30 years ago now, I was in a session, a healing session with my chiropractor, who was very woo-woo. And you're going to hear just how woo-woo I am here. And Tosa is actually woo-woo too, but I think she's more closeted.
I'm woo-woo in a different way. I think I'm a different flavor of it.
You're like I'm more a nerdy woo-woo. Mental woo-woo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so I was in session with her and we were clearing out a person from my energy field. Just hang on. And one of the things she had said was, okay, so this person, you know, I was having some trouble with a person in my life. And she said, this person is not good with her energy. She's very sloppy with her energy.
Sloppy.
And so me, being an empath and a bit more porous to energy, I was absorbing a lot of it. And I think many of you listening can relate to that, you know, absorbing a lot of other people's energy.
And now we have to do a quick little sidebar to do a quick thumbnail definition of what an empath is.
Do we? Because I think people know.
Well, maybe another.
Go for it. Go
a
for
quick,
it.
A quick, again, very thumbnail definition is somebody who's very sensitive to other energies. I think empaths are often described as being, oh, they're so sensitive to loud noises or smells. Or
yeah, so that's like a highly
energies,
sensitive person, right? An HSP, highly mm-hmm. sensitive person. And empaths are even another level where you can feel what other people are feeling. So there's a little bit more of a through line, like a beeline to what someone might be feeling, because you can just feel that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's but anyways, helpful. so she was telling me about that, and it was the first time I had heard it put in that way. This person was, you know, sloppy. She wasn't good with her energy, a little bit sloppy with her energy. And so then I asked her, oh, how am I? Should I be concerned about like my energy? And she said, no, you're really good with your energy. And she didn't use the phrase energy etiquette, but that's what she meant. You know, later I would come to know it as that, energy etiquette.
Or that you were very responsible.
Responsible with my energy, yes. Mm-hmm. And so I've heard about that, this kind of a thing, you know, a while ago, way back when. But it really, I think, is becoming something that's so necessary to help just in ways that we can impact people in our day-to-day life, you know, being aware of our energy and the energy that we bring to a situation, to a phone call, to anything. I mean, we can have impact in someone's life just by our energy etiquette, just by being aware of our energy.
By not being sloppy.
By not being sloppy, by, you know, having some... by caring about what energy we're bringing to the table. So basically, energy etiquette is being aware and conscious of that energy, of the energy we are emitting and bringing to a situation, a place, a person, a conversation.
And how it's affecting those things, like the effect that our energy has on those conversations, the effect our energy has on those other people around us. Which is, it's like normal etiquette.
Right.
Like manners, courtesies, it's holding the door, being aware and respecting other people.
But sometimes people do things and they don't really want to do it. So their energy, the etiquette, the energy they may be emitting could be different from what their action is.
Yes.
They could be holding the door open, but they may not be so happy about it.
Right.
So that's etiquette, right? Oh, so nice, someone's holding the door open. But if they're doing it in an angry or passive-aggressive way, or they came from a meeting where they don't feel good and all of that is happening, it's different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what I think is interesting is that genuine old-fashioned etiquette also involves energy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I think this what we're talking about, energy etiquette, almost feels like we're shifting the focus onto the etheric realm.
Yes, right? Absolutely realm. We are.
Because
yes.
It's, I got to tell you, one of my pet peeves is having listened to other interviews and stuff with people who are etiquette experts, or like, okay, how much should you tip in these kinds of situations?
Yes.
And when you're introducing people, who should you introduce first? And that, you know, that sort of stuff. And a lot of these interviews have taken place in the context of like for business or for your career, you know, for sales even, like how to conduct yourselves and relate to other people in a way that is beneficial for you.
I see. Yeah.
And that's great, you know, and how manners and etiquette is about greasing the wheels of society so that there are norms and we know, you know, what to expect. And that really helps our relationships in public go smoothly. And that's a good thing. But it always would kind of bug me a little bit when the expert would completely acknowledge 1,000% that, well, yes, of course you want to be doing these things because you genuinely feel respect for the other person. Of course that, you know, and if it comes from a kind of manipulative place, then that's wrong. That's not good. But so little of, I think, our public conversation is about, well, how do we develop our character and our energy, responsibility, so that it is from a genuine place and not just like, well, I better make sure I'm genuine.
Right.
And throw it on afterwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Because that's the kernel of it is like, okay.
I think so much of that, I want to attempt to answer that.
Great.
I think so much of that comes from giving to yourself first, you know, meaning being aware of your own things, it goes so deep, like being aware of your own stuff, being aware of where your wounds are, because sometimes it's where your wounds originate that then create certain beliefs that then create certain behaviors and feelings about things.
Yes.
So if you're out there not caring, not genuinely caring, that's probably coming, I would imagine, from something you learned early on in some wound. So how do you genuinely care? Well, you got to take care of yourself first before you're trying to care for all these other people, or being hard on yourself, like, why don't I care about these people? Why don't I feel it? Why am I not... You know, and you got to look at yourself and go, you know, I think I'm overextending. Maybe it could be that. I feel resentful because I've been giving so much. Or, I've learned to just please other people. That it's no longer coming from a genuine space. Mm. I just need a break. Or, you know, so I think.
Or I'm afraid.
Yeah, or right? I'm afraid. It's not safe to genuinely care about people because when you care about people, fill in the blank, right?
Right.
Because when you're 4 years old, this happens.
Because if you don't look out for yourself,
who's going to look out for you, right? Right?
Yeah, all those kinds of
all things. The things, yes. People. Yes. So, not to add so much pressure to all of us. But okay,
we have our entire lives to be working on this.
Yes, so. We do. We work on it our entire lives. That's what life is
for. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's
not. To me,
not,
that's what life is actually for.
You're never going to get it perfect. You're never going to get it perfect. And that's okay because we're human, right? Mm-hmm. So, but here's the thing. When you realize, oh, I was a bit sloppy with my energy in that exchange or during that interaction, when you know that, you're like, okay, I'm going to do better. I can do better the next time, you know, or you can text the person, right? Hey, you know what? I'm so sorry about earlier. I was just feeling so much pressure. I blah, 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 blah. You know, because a lot of times with this whole energy etiquette thing too is, and we talked about this on a podcast, is you don't know what someone's gone through. So if someone is coming to the interaction and their energy is a bit sloppy and all over the place, you don't know what's happened for them,
right?
You know, prior to that interaction. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And yeah. So just being more aware,
Of that,
giving grace. Yeah. So the person who's coming to the table with their energy, more awareness about their energy can be called on to bring more grace to the situation.
Yeah.
But here's a very light, fun, sweet example that I love. So sometimes with like animals, so especially with kittens, but unfortunately I haven't been fostering or seeing any cute little kittens, but we have very cute little squirrels, little babies that come to our back porch area. And so every time they're there, I want Toast to come see them. So I'm like, Toast, you have to look at the squirrels. You have to look at the squirrels. And before she get, like, I hear her coming, like, I just hear her, like, coming out of her office. And I'm like, Hope, I'm like, pull your energy in, pull your energy in. And so we're there, and she's pulling her energy in. For energy etiquette,
for the squirrel viewing,
the baby squirrels and not scare them. And so, yeah, that's the kind of thing. It's like, you know, most kids don't have energy etiquette, right? They just are.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you think about kids and pets, it's like you can immediately see a child, the parent, and a pet, like the kitten or the puppy. Okay, pet, nicely now, because they're just this loud ball of energy, right? Yeah. And their energy is all over the place. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so with kittens, with animals, you can pull your energy in. You can soften the edges of it. So when you're thinking of, okay, I want to have better energy etiquette, it is about thinking of it, you know, having the intention. Mm-hmm. But just the intention, that's a great place to start, but it's not enough. Mm-hmm. It's not always going to be enough. Mm-hmm. So when you think about your body and your energy field, like if you just imagine your energy, you can think about just softening the edges of
it
visually.
Isn't it?
You can
so
feel
much
it.
About like also presence, deciding to not be anywhere else mentally,
being present,
right? Yep. Like I'm here now.
Mm-hmm.
And
being
intentional with that
and grounded and open. Yeah.
And those things generally, I would say, do require
practice.
Feeling,
I think.
Safe.
Yeah.
Right? Grounded and open.
Yeah. But who feels safe, you know?
Yeah. Good luck
just
to
saying.
Us.
Anyways, hopefully this was helpful.
It's a good, you know, it's a great topic for me to hear you speak about and to just have a conversation about because I'm so much newer to this concept. You know, I didn't have that woo-woo chiropractic healer 30 years ago experience. So this idea of being responsible with my energy is relatively new.
I think that's why you liked me. When we got together, because I think, I mean, I had to really get your attention, like, hi, I'm alive, because you didn't even care about me.
No.
But I think as you started to get to know me, I think my woo-woo-ness was so different from how you were raised and what you were around. I think that you liked that.
That's one of the things
and then
that I liked.
And then,
yes, one of the many things.
Then it was too much for you, though, so...
That's a whole other podcast,
but be you.
There
be
is
woo
so
woo.
Much.
See, that's, can we make that shirt? Be you. Be woo woo. Anyways, all right.
Okay, we're gonna wrap this up right now. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have fun. You know, being aware of your energy etiquette. It's a fun thing. It can be a fun thing. What's your energy style? Take our quiz and find out. Just kidding. All right. Look us up on Instagram. Our handle is @SiennaAndToast. All one word. Sienna is spelled with one N. @SiennaAndToast. If you have topics, you're like, hey, what about this? What do you think about this or that? Or that TV show or whatever. Just let us know in the DMs. And I guess that's it. Other than that, you know, live your love story and all.
Hi, I'm Jane Asher, and I believe, and from what I've been shown, that when our loved ones die, they don't really leave. They just slip into the next room. On my podcast, I explore the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows when we do die. I speak with authors, friends, transition specialists, and other experts about every facet of death, dying, grief, hospice care, cultural traditions, and also our beliefs about that final journey and what we may end up facing. Please join me on The Next Room on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network or wherever you get your podcasts.